So how did everything start and how did you experience that?
Well, in my case, in my town, everything started suddenly. I mean, if you look in all this, what I said, we cannot say that started suddenly, but for me, it started suddenly, you know, in middle of night, in the morning, you know, maybe 4 o'clock, I was woke up with shots and shelling and, you know, detonations. Of course, I didn't know what's happening, who's shooting at who, who's fighting. It started at four in the morning. Nobody went out maybe till evening or afternoon, late afternoon. My friend came up that evening and told me that he saw some dead bodies on the street, you know. And I asked him, what kind of bodies? Army or what army? Whatever. He just told me not army at all. It's civilians, people, you know, some women and folks, usual folks. So I guess that day, you know, we just sit in the house and in quiet. Nobody even tried to explain what happened. Nobody know anything, you know. Even if you're watching the news, only day after that day we could see at the news some different stories. But that day nobody know what happening, you know. Nobody know. I mean, there used to be rumors, of course, but for sure nobody knows what happened. Only day after that day we found out that army was just leave the barracks and put the city in a circle, you know. We still had everything that, you know, water, TV, telephone, everything was working in first few days. And we didn't even realize that everything going to be taken, that, you know, those stuff. Rumors were just raged, you know. There used to be information about that army was only, they gave us some ultimatum about some of their soldiers that they are hijacked or something like that, you know. I don't know, is that was only cover-up story for putting us in circle or what? It doesn't matter at all. The first few days was like, it was funny actually. We used to listen radio because a local commander of that army was publishing in live at local TV station, local radio station, sorry, about what part of town he's going to shell if other side doesn't give him his soldiers. So it was ridiculous, you know. We listened to radio. By the way, that man is in Haag now.
In Den Haag.
In Den Haag. He was telling like this, okay, in next 15 minutes I will shelling this street, after that I will shelling this street, and of course neither of that streets was used to be military things. It's street, normal street, with buildings, houses, schools, whatever.
You know? And what did he want?
According to his story, some other side hijacked his 8 or 9 soldiers.
Kidnapped.
Good word. And he was making ultimatum for us to surrender those kidnapped soldiers to him, or he's going to level the city with shelling. It was simple. Simply, but almost unbelievable, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, how were your personal feelings at that time? I mean, what did you go through, like, when you heard, obviously, the first shelling? I mean, what was going on in your mind? Like, really starting from waking up at night and hearing things. I mean, what did you do? What was your first reaction?
It was devastating. In every word, it was devastating, you know, because completely new feeling, you know. Nobody of us younger generation experienced something like that before. I already mentioned my grandfather and my granduncle, but they used to be old folks then, so nobody listened to them. But for us others, just shocked, you know. We didn't know what to do, where to go. Are we supposed to run somewhere? Or okay, if we are supposed to run, where to run? I mean, You cannot just sit in the car and run somewhere. People are shooting at somebody. Are they going to shoot you? No. It wasn't like clean war that you have two sides, and if you are not belonging to two sides, you are going to be okay. No, it was war like everyone against everyone, and you must choose sides. No. So if you don't choose side, everybody going to shoot you if you're not choosing side. So we just were shocked. But still, in those couple of days, obviously everything going to falls apart in those couple of days, but still, if you can believe, I still didn't go somewhere to get supply, you know, to buy a lot of things. I had money with me, you know. I mean, day by day, I could hear rumors that, okay, this gas station is blown up, or this mall is set in flames, or some other mall is mobbed, you know. Just people just break up in that.
They're glutted, right?
Yeah. And as far as I went struck to my mind that I could go outside and get something for me and my family, everything was torn apart, you know.
Can you remember, like, really your physical, like, actions? What did you do when you heard the shelling?
I remember that I was just lay down on the floor, you know.
So you were in bed and...
Yeah, I was in bed and I just woke up and lay down in the floor. I didn't know what to do, you know, where to hide, you know, what I'm supposed to do. And my grandfather, he was in that time in that house, he showed me, okay, everybody go to this floor. Obviously, he knew from what sides our shell is coming and what side is safer to go to hide. Later he explained me, of course, shell cannot go through, I don't know how much walls and stuff like that, you know.
So you went to the ground floor?
Yeah, we went to the ground floor and we just simply set as many different walls between us and coming shell, you know.
So you didn't have a basement back then?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't have basement in that house. Yeah, there used to be kids and women, of course. What else? They screamed a lot, you know. Most of the folks in my house, like kids and women, were look at us, you know. Like, okay, what now? And funny thing is, what the hell I'm going to look now? I mean, I cannot look to anybody else. Everybody looking at me. It was funny situation, you know.
So kind of the weaker, if we call them the weaker parts, the kids and the women. Women are strong too, we have to say that, but in this situation the women and kids, they look for leadership, and you guys, then the men of the house, you kind of were pretty confused too, right? I mean, can you tell me about, like, how did you try to resolve this? Did you try to, like, figure something out? Like, who did you people, or who did you try to listen to?
Well, very soon some things are made clear, you know. We used to had in that time my uncle in that house. He was something closer to, he was as close as we have someone to soldier, to guy who knew some things about that. He used to be a parachute soldier a long time ago, but still he used to know some stuff. So pretty soon he was formed something like leader. Not something like leader, he was the leader pretty soon, you know. He used to know some stuff. So I guess after some initial advices from older folks about what shell can do to your body, you know, or pieces of shell, pretty soon that my uncle took the leadership, you know. You know, all the things, you know.
And how were you actually hiding from the shells?
In those very initial days, you know, of everything, we just choose one room, and that room used to be like most safer room in the house, because every other room was pointed directly to the side from where shelling are coming, you know. Much later, not very much later, maybe one month later, We used to be covering all windows with bags of sand, all kind of
rubble and stuff, huh?
All kind of pieces of rocks, of ruins and stuff like that. But in those initial days, we didn't do too much. We didn't knew too much, you know. We just keep ourselves hiding in those initial days.